A Little Class on Murder by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. Open Stacks. A boon to scholars and to those surreptitiously in search of esoteric knowledge. The reader in the shadowy, out-of-the-way Carol stifled a whoop of delight. Here it was, in exquisite detail, how to put together a bomb, a nice little bomb timed to explode at precisely the right moment, in a manual on guerrilla warfare, courtesy United States Army. The coffee-splattered cover was a dull green. Such an innocuous-appearing pamphlet, but full of means to maim and destroy, right here on the shelves of the Chastain College Library. 2. Emily Everett was heavy. That's how she put it to herself. Heavy. But she couldn't help it. She didn't eat that much more than other people. Why did everyone else have to be thin? Why should it make so much difference? She tugged on her bra, and her enormous breasts quivered. Damn thing choked her. Something always hurt. Her back, her feet. She sighed and reluctantly hoisted a thick stack of yellow folders. She stared at them with loathing, then slowly shuffled across the office. She hated filing almost as much as she hated typing. She hated working while going to school. The main office door burst open and a slim redhead bounced up to the counter. "Hi, Emily. Is God back yet?" "Mr. Burke is out of the office this morning," Emily replied stiffly. Who did Georgia Finney think she was? But Emily knew the answer. Georgia Finney was sports queen, chief photographer for the Chastain College Crier, president of her sorority, and gorgeous, with a brilliant shine like maples in the fall.